Hi, welcome to another episode of Brief. My name is Ajayimis Uyenike. Yes, it's time to let out all those stress. It's time to let go of all those negativity. Yes, it's another Monday. So let's get the groove on. Today we'll be talking about positivity. Positivity is more or less like this phrase, maintaining joy in chaos. Maintaining joy in the rather chaotic situations that is going on around you, and whether you like it or not, you can't have it all peaceful. You're definitely going to have an aspect of your life that is chaotic, that has a little sprinkle of chaos in it, and the way you look at it will definitely help or hasten your process of healing and coming out of that chaos, or getting a better result out of that chaos. And having a positive thinking, a positive attitude, or a positive lifestyle in general is not all about smiling. Don't get it all twisted. Don't get it all wrong. It's not just you smiling all the time. I mean, it is an aspect of it, but that's not just all it takes. There's a way you can fake happiness, so because you don't want to actually let anyone know that you're having a bad day. So you just, you know, you're like, you see, bruh, you're just trying to fake the happiness. You're not positive, but you're just trying to smile. But so it's different. It's not just about that. It's more than that. It's about being bright all the time. It is the way you view your life. It is the way you, it is the perspective which at which you see situations. There are some people that can never see a good thing out of any situation. They can never see something good. They will always be attacking. They will always be, you be like, chill now. Like, this thing's not that hard. But then, to them it is. They feel, hey, how are we going to do this? They're already having hypertension over the situation, even before the main deal comes in. So, and it already affects the position of their heart. So when they're actually going to think of a solution, it's definitely not going to be from a safe space of mind. They're going to create it from that negative, and they're going to just trickle down that negativity into every aspect of it. There's no way you can do it. So that is why you have to create a wall in your heart, like a semi-permeable wall, like cell membrane, that you filter in what goes in and goes out. That does not change the situation. That does not change the fact that, yes, the situation is bad. Positivity is not denial. It's not denying that there is no problem, but it is looking at it that, yes, there is a problem, but I can fix it. I mean, the joy you have, you just have that joy whenever you see a problem, because it's only a problem solver that can actually do something in this life. Yes, if you just want to be, you're just going to be, because it is only when you view a problem as an opportunity for you to create a solution, that is when you can create the space for yourself, because whatever you're doing, you are definitely providing solutions to a problem. That's why people are seeking you, because you are giving value, you are solving something. So definitely maintaining joy is important, because you already even at the point the environment is not helping nowadays. So it is, even if your life is all perfect, I mean, like Cinderella and all those fairy tales, as long as you're living in this world, though, there's definitely going to be another person that will want to bring in negativity to your thing. So it's the way you filter out what comes into your mind that actually matters and makes the difference. And then I saw this quote online and I liked it so much, so I wrote it down. I don't know if you have heard it before, but then I hope I'm able to deliver it to you. But it's so funny and so cute at the same time. It says, nothing is impossible. The word itself says, I'm positive. Like, you know, I'm possible. Get it? So there's nothing impossible. Even the word impossible itself is telling you I'm possible. So don't accept the fact that it is impossible. It is definitely not impossible. Keep the energy, maintain the joy in whatsoever situation that you are in. Maintain it. And there are different characteristics. How do you know if you are positive? Yes. How do you know if you... Because some, if you are negative, you will not accept that you are negative. That's just it. There is this... Okay. So there's this lady that as soon as she woke up, she eased. Like, she literally got up from bed after sleeping, and I was already up, and she was like, shh. I looked at her and I'm like, what's going on? You're starting your day and the first thing you do is ease. I was like, what happened? Did you have a bad dream or what? She was just like, she didn't sleep well, so she already knows she's going to have a bad day. I'm like, what gives you that notion? What gives you that idea that because you didn't feel energized or you don't feel like you've slept enough, you're going to have a bad day? That's not, and I'm like, that's not good. She was like, what's not good? And I'm like, just waking up and listen. So if you're negative, you might not know about it, but just pay attention to the details in your life. If you are someone, if you are positive, you would be optimistic. You're always looking at the brightest side of things. I'm not saying these things don't have their disadvantage, but at the long run, they are very, very, very beneficial to you and to your dreams and to your life and to your healthy living. And then accepting, you know, as I told you, positivity is not denial. It's not you denying that there's no, not the problem. It is you accepting it the way it is and then providing a solution with a positive way of looking at it. I mean, there are a lot of stories, but then I'm looking at the time frame. And then resilience. If you have resilience, bouncing back, resilience is a bit to bounce back from like any tragedy, why did I use tragedy? anything or any, how I put it, any bad thing that happens to you, it is the ability to bounce back from failure and all sort of that. And then you are someone who is grateful, which practicing gratitude. Good luck to you. You're positive. You are someone who will practice consciousness of your environment and try to pull yourself and see how you do it. You don't, how like it is. You don't stop. You don't just live your day like that. Just go through the day. You assess yourself at intervals and check yourself, how you are doing, how your heart is right now, what you're feeling, your emotions. They can be a guide, because you have to pull back in and think about how. Like, sometimes I'll just literally be like, if I say that I'm ready, like, down a lot, I'll just pull back. What has happened that has made me change my mood? What has happened that has made me feel like this? And I just try to sit down, cool down, and look at the situation. Then I think in my head, just as I'm sitting down, okay, what can I do to make it better? Then stop being gloomy, and then so I won't affect others with my attitude and things like that. You know, there's a way you talk to people, and then they're like, did I offend this lady before? And maybe they are just have that negative attitude. And how does this apply to you this year? It applies to you this year because there are going to be moment of chaos, yes. And a wise person prepare for time of trouble. So if you know you are not positive now, if you know you can maintain joy in chaos, it's better. It's not something that we all brought from heaven. It's something you can practice and something you can do. It's something you can learn. Just take our time to sit down and think about the situation and say, yes, I'm going to do better. I'm going to do better. And I just want my day to be bright so that I can have a bright result. Yes. Your mindset has to do with everything. So there's still a lot to say, but the time is already going. So I'm going to put a full stop to it here. We might or might not continue in the next talk. I love you guys. It's been a wonderful time with you. You've been a wonderful and beautiful audience. See you next week. Like, share the love, download, and have a very, 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 very bright, bright, bright week. Bye.